Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More than 500,000 people in Massachusetts get their drinking water from private wells. But there are no state or federal rules about those private wells and the toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Those chemicals have been linked to a growing list of health concerns. As WBUR's Barbara Moran reports, this lack of oversight leaves private well owners vulnerable to these so-called forever chemicals.
Bill Watcher lives in Stowe, a small town about 30 miles outside Boston. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Barbara.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
There's a farm across the street from his house and woods in the backyard.
For a town this size, it has a lot of conservation land and still a lot of open spaces, so it has that bucolic feel to it.
The town also has a couple known sources of PFAS pollution, like an old fire station and a former mill. PFAS chemicals have been used in consumer products, industry, and firefighting foam for decades, and contamination is widespread. So Watcher decided to have his well tested for PFAS, just to be safe. When the result came back, he was shocked. It was 52 parts per trillion, more than twice the state limit for a public water system. He says it was scary.
I mean, you've lived here for 37 years, and you've brought up two children here, and so you don't know what the long-term health implications are for all those years of drinking maybe tainted water.
Watcher wasn't sure where to turn. There are no state or town rules for testing or filtering water from individual private wells. So he searched the internet. A full house filtration system can cost thousands of dollars. Watcher found a smaller filter to install under his kitchen sink. It cost close to $600, and he paid for it himself.
It is a very confusing system, and it really leads to a lot of regional inequities.
Amy Shea is the president and CEO of the Health Foundation of Central Massachusetts. And she says Watcher's situation is not surprising.
In more rural parts of the state, there is not public water infrastructure, very few protections, lots of risk for contamination as a result of poorly maintained systems.
In Stowe, every single home relies on private well water. That makes it impossible to know the full extent of PFAS contamination in the town.
So the red dots, signify public water supplies.
In her office in Town Hall, Stowe Town Administrator Denise Demkoski has spread maps across a long table.
So this first map, this is an overview of Stowe in general.
She points to PFAS hotspots near the former firefighting academy, a Bose facility, and an old mill.
So green means no PFAS, yellow is the next level. Then it goes to pink and then red and now a purple level, which I was told they created just for Stowe because we had levels over 90 parts per trillion. So they had to create a new color for us.
But most of the map isn't colored in at all, not because there's no PFAS, but because people haven't reported their test results or haven't tested at all. Testing a well for PFAS can cost hundreds of dollars, more than some can afford or want to pay.
And what if they do test and what happens? And then, you know, some people can't afford a $5,000 treatment system and then the filters on top of that.
There's another reason besides cost that private well owners are reluctant to test for PFAS. They're concerned about lowering the value of their home. And if their property turns out to be a PFAS source, they could be liable for damages to their neighbors' homes.
You know, I think there's that hesitancy and there are people who are concerned about that.
Jennifer Peterson is the executive director of the Massachusetts Waterworks Association, an industry group. She's also a concerned homeowner with a private well.
And I have not yet tested my well because I'm really not quite certain about the liability that might be incurred by doing so.
Some towns are forcing the issue. The Harvard Board of Health requires residents to test for PFAS before selling their house. And Stowe's Board of Health is considering the same. Clean water advocate Amy Shea says the state should step in and regulate private wells like private septic systems.
I have always found it so interesting that the state regulates the wastewater that leaves somebody's home, and yet it does not regulate the water that is entering a home and being consumed.
Bills pending in the state legislature do include provisions for private well owners, like giving them access to money from a proposed PFAS trust fund, or allowing the state to regulate private wells. The legislation will likely face pushback from homeowners who don't want the government meddling in their private property. But Stowe homeowner Bill Watcher says private well owners shouldn't be nervous about testing for PFAS. When it comes to your drinking water, he says, it's better to know what's there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.